Seems you both got pretty hot under the collar. Is that right?
A text message battle.
Come to the bowling alley, tough guy.
That sound familiar?
Turns into a face-to-face brawl.
He pushed me. I grabbed his shirt, and he socked me in the face with his right hand.
What did you expect? After you told him all those things about his wife, called her names, you would instigate a fight?
I didn't instigate it, Your Honor.
Instigated it!
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 24-year-old David Quadra is suing his former friend, 24-year-old Stephen Raymond, for assaulting him after an argument about their wives.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 446 on the calendar in the matter of Quadra versus Raymond.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Fries has been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Quadra, it is your claim that the defendant assaulted you. Defendant says that you initiated the confrontation. He was merely defending himself, and he has a counterclaim. And this all started because your two wives, who used to be best friends and no longer best friends, because somebody chose a wedding date that was the same as the wedding anniversary of the other woman who was getting married.
We were, Your Honor.
And the date that you selected was?
November 5th.
And that's your wedding anniversary?
Yes, it is.
So your wife, which is the wife? That would be you. Stand up. You got annoyed that they picked the same wedding date as your anniversary. Is that what happened?
I just simply said that we wouldn't be able to make it. And it ended up being a confrontation, yeah.
Well, you ended up not being able to make it because you were...
It was our anniversary.
And you were...
What do you mean?
Annoyed that you picked the same date.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yes.
Did you have plans for your wedding anniversary?
Yes, we did.
What were the plans?
We went to Palm Springs for the weekend.
What's your first name?
Tamara.
When did Tamara tell you what date she had selected?
I think about a month beforehand.
What did you say to her?
I said that we wouldn't be able to make it.
Is that all you said to her?
I think it went into more that...
Well, if you say to your good friend, I'm not going to be able to make the wedding, the natural response would be, why? If that's how it came down. And your response would have been...
I'm sorry we couldn't make it because it was our wedding anniversary. We already made plans.
Well, that would be a reasonable thing. And what did she say to you?
I'm sorry you couldn't make it. It just turned...
Why don't you tell me what happened to Tamara?
I had texted her saying that we were getting married on November 5th, and she said that she was going to be out of town, so she can't make it. And I said, I'm sorry you can't make it. And then that was... pretty much all that was said that day, and then it just, the next day got really bad, and she started...
Well, tell me what happened the next day.
I had gone to get my dress, and when I was done getting my dress, she had texted me and asked, just being nice, like a friend, and asking just details about the wedding, and then she started saying, why did I have to do it on her day? It's her wedding anniversary. And then she sent me a bunch of nasty text messages.
Nasty text messages that said what?
Saying that...
Do you have them?
Yes, I have all of them.
I'd like to see them, please.
Okay. I printed them all out because there's a lot on my phone. I don't
know
if you want
to see
my phone or...
I could look at the phone later, but I'd like to see
them.
That's just some of them, Your Honor.
Well, it seems you both got pretty hot under the collar. Is that right?
Yes.
I don't have any of the text messages I sent her because my phone didn't save them.
I assume.
I pretty much said I was sorry that she can't make it, and I'm sorry, but we're not going to change the date.
And you didn't respond to any of these?
I responded to a few of them. I didn't write nearly as many text messages she sent me.
You're Stephen?
Yes.
Did you send these text messages to him?
Which text messages? I don't know what they are. Yes, I did.
Okay.
They're in response. I didn't print out the ones I have from him. But I have the ones from him on my phone.
Who initiated it?
David did, Your Honor.
What did he say to you? Read it to me.
The first text message...
And the time.
First one I got says...
What date?
It was October 15th at 5:23 p.m.
5:23?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what did he say to you on October 15th?
So do you know about the time Samantha cheated on you before you got married? Tell her to enjoy. That was the first one.
Why did you send that to him?
I was mad.
Mad at what?
at his wife harassing my wife.
You left that out of here.
I don't have those on my phone, Your Honor.
I understand that, but this October 15th was the same day you sent him a text, but you initiated the text because yours was before his.
I did not initiate it, Your Honor.
With him?
I did not.
Who initiated these text messages, you or Stephen?
The first text message was from me, Your Honor.
That's what I said. So your answer has to be, yes, ma'am, I initiated the text messages that were nasty, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you responded?
Yes, I did.
Nasty?
Yes, Your Honor.
And you sent one right after the other?
Well, no, there was, I mean...
Because his was at 6:46.
It went back
and then
and
he
forth.
Had another one at 6:47.
The next one I got from him was at 5:50.
What did he say at 5:50?
He said, so you want a girl who sleeps with everyone, good one, dumb, F word. You're always out there, you guys are funny, don't worry, you guys will get it before long, see you soon.
And what time was that?
That was at 5:50 p.m., Your Honor.
So that there were two messages from you before he responded?
That's just some of the text messages, Your Honor. There's more than that.
That's all I have. I'm talking about from you.
I have more in my phone, Your Honor. I had to type them all up.
I want to know, did he respond to your first one before you sent him a second one?
Yes, he did.
Show me. I have two in the 5 o'clock hour. I don't have any from him until the 6 o'clock hour.
I actually don't, Your Honor. The first one is from him saying, who is this, Damira?
Who is what?
Who is this, Damira? Because...
What time and what date?
That was on October 15th at 6:44.
At 6:44. So correct. You had sent him at least two nasty text messages before he responded,
correct?
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, this assault allegedly took place where?
At the bowling alley, Your Honor.
Tell me, you were at the bowling alley.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you guess how he knew you were at the bowling alley?
He knew because I've been bowling there for 2.5, 3 years, and he knows what day and time I bowl in there.
Is that how you knew?
No, Your Honor.
How did you know that he was at the bowling alley?
The next text message I have in my phone, received October 15th, 5:56 p.m., says, come to the bowling alley, tough guy.
That sound familiar?
Yes, ma'am.
How come you didn't tell me that?
I don't have those text messages that I
sent out. How come you didn't tell me that you told him after those vicious text messages? How come you didn't tell me that you invited him to come down to the bowling alley? Did you just forget about that?
No, I didn't, Your Honor.
Did you think that it was information that I wouldn't want to have, sir?
No, ma'am.
So now you tell me what happened when he came down to the bowling alley because he was dumb enough to go down there.
Yes, Your Honor, I was.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She's an idiot, and you're an idiot, and he's an idiot, and she's an idiot. And I didn't do 10 years of post-high school education to deal with 4 idiots.
And later today...
And what date were you divorced?
When was our final?
Our divorce was final November 16th, 2009.
Women know those things.
Really?
Sometimes it's the most liberating date in their life.
Yes, it was.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. David Quadra says former friend Stephen Raymond attacked him at a bowling alley after an argument about their wives. Stephen is countersuing for harassment and assault.
What happened when he got there, sir?
He showed up to the bowling alley. My sister-in-law and her mother were outside. He sent me a text message saying you send your out to do your recon work. So I walked outside. As I walked outside...
Just a second. I'm just looking for that text message here.
Yeah.
It's not here.
I'll show you. Here it is, Your Honor.
I'd like to see it. Could you please show me his response to that, if any?
You won't be able to get that on the phone.
Oh, you can't get that on the phone. You can only get one way, is that right?
Correct.
I don't know.
That hasn't been my experience.
You can get both.
As far as I know.
Did you erase yours?
No, it only keeps the last 100 sent messages out. So obviously from the last 3 months, I've sent over more than 100 messages.
No, well, maybe you shouldn't send any. Okay, so now he comes down to the bowling alley, invited by you, and tell me what happened. Tell me how you got assaulted, sir.
I walked outside, and he came up to me and was right in front of my face.
What did you expect him to do after you told him all those things that you told him? about his wife, called her names. What did you expect him to do when you invited him to come down to the bowling alley? What did you expect? Don't think. Just tell me, what did you expect?
I expected him to be cursing at me, which he was.
And?
And he got in my face, and I turned my face to the side, and I said, really? And when I turned to my side, he pushed me. And as he pushed me, I reached out because I grabbed his shirt. And when I grabbed his shirt is when he socked me in the face with his right hand.
Too bad. Whose fault is it?
Not mine, Your Honor.
Oh, sure it is. It's his, too. He was dumb enough to go there. You were dumb enough to invite him after instigating him to fight with you. What do you expect me to do about it? What do you expect me to do about it? Reward you for your bad behavior?
For my medical bills, Your Honor.
No, I'm not rewarding you for anything. You instigated a fight. You got the worst of the fight.
I didn't instigate it,
And now you
it,
want
Honor.
The court system to waste its time dealing with you.
I didn't instigate it, Your Honor.
Instigated it.
Before he showed up.
Instigated it.
He said he was going to show up at 9:30, so by that time, I didn't think anything was going to happen because I was supposed to leave the bowling alley by 9:15. Bowling always gets over at 9:15.
You shouldn't have gone outside.
He invited me outside.
Zero.
He invited me outside.
Nothing. Nothing. You get nothing. You're an idiot. She's an idiot, and you're an idiot, and he's an idiot, and she's an idiot. And I didn't do 10 years of post-high school education to deal with four idiots over a wedding date. So if you got punched in the face and you got hurt, pay your own medical bills. And you have a counterclaim? You shouldn't have gone to the bowling alley.
I agree, Your Honor.
That's right. That's right. You shouldn't have responded to him. You shouldn't have gone. You should have said he's an idiot. My wife's a bit of an idiot. I'm not going to be an idiot. I'm smarter than that. But I'm certainly not going to go to the bowling alley to confront him because that's going to end up in trouble. And if you got socked around, which you say you did, and you got harassed, which you say you did, you've been doing it to each other.
He was never harassed or hit. In the police report, it said he was never hit.
You started it.
I did not.
I'm finishing it. Your case is dismissed. So is yours. Goodbye.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Him and his wife were harassing my wife.
He did attack me. He assaulted me first.
It's said and done, but
I retaliated in self-defense.
It's not over.
And he cried about it.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Gallegos versus Heelman. Step forward.
Lisa Gallegos is suing her ex-husband, Matthew Peelman, for depositing a fraudulent check into a shared account and then withdrawing the money.
Ms. Gallegos, the defendant is your former husband.
Correct.
And it is your claim that before the divorce, but you only found out about it subsequent to the divorce, that he deposited a check into a joint account that you had. The check turned out to be not a good check. He withdrew the money, and you are being charged for that amount.
Correct.
Some $3,000-some-odd, including fees. I'm not exactly sure what Mr. Peelman's defense is, but he sort of says you should have closed the account, and then you wouldn't have had this trouble. Is that your defense?
Your Honor, anything that she feels I owe her or owed her should have been taken care of in the divorce.
If she knew about it.
If I knew about it.
If she knew about it.
Yes, you didn't know about it.
So now let... You want to talk to him? Go outside. On what date were you divorced?
When was our final?
Our divorce was final November 16th, 2009.
Women know those things.
Yes, Your Honor, they
Sometimes
do.
It's the most liberating date in their lives. No. They like to keep...
Yes, it was.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why did you use this account to deposit the check? Do you understand where I'm going, Mr. Peelman?
I do understand where you're coming from, Your Honor.
I'm glad you understand, because I didn't want you to think that they just keep me up here because I'm a pretty...
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Lisa Gallegos says ex-husband Matthew Peelman deposited a fraudulent check into a shared account.
Now, when did you separate?
We separated on March 14th, 2008.
And when you separated Mr. Peelman in March of 08, did you move out of the house or did your wife?
I guess she moved out.
Where did you go?
I went and I lived with a friend.
Are you asking me?
I went and I lived with my friend. I moved into my friend's house.
Did you stay in the marital home, Mr. Peelman?
For a short time.
How long?
Less than a month.
He's lying. We were living at his parents' house.
I moved out of our marital home after I found out that there was infidelity in the marriage.
Were you, in March of 2008, living with your parents, the two of you?
I moved in with my parents, yes.
We moved into his parents' house Thanksgiving weekend.
November 2007.
I moved into my parents' house.
We moved in.
Shh. Don't.
Got it.
When was this check deposited, Mr. Peelman?
I want to say when the police came to my house to investigate this, they told me it was September of 08.
Don't tell me what they told you. Do you have the date it was deposited?
Correct.
I assume you have. Can I see it, please?
It's the copy of the check and the deposit slip.
Okay. All right. Now, Mr. Peelman, this is clearly your signature on the endorsement of the check and the deposit slip. The check is for $4,950. You took out $1,000, means you deposited $3,950 into this account. You agree with that?
Yes, Sean.
And that was a good 6 months after you and the plaintiff had separated.
Yes, Sean.
What was that check for, Mr. Peelman?
Work I had done for a mortgage company.
He's lying.
Shh. Listen, if you say it again, I'm dismissing your case.
Okay,
do you
I'm
understand?
Sorry.
Now, you've been warned once, and I said it nicely once before, so the next time you're gone. You do understand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much money did you take out of this account, sir, other than the $1,000?
I don't recall, Your Honor.
Do you have the information as to how much he withdrew on this check for $4,950?
Yes.
I'd like to see it.
Here's the bank statement, and on the second page, there's two debits.
What was this cash withdrawal from savings, $475? Whose withdrawal is that?
He was the only person using the account, Your Honor.
That was on 9/19.
Correct.
And this also went in on 9/19. So you started out with a beginning balance, sir, September 1st of $6. And you put in this check, which for some reason turned out to be a bad check. Why is that?
Why is it that I deposited it or it turned out to be a bad check?
Yeah, why is it that it turned out to be a bad check?
Obviously, the company that wrote it to me didn't have sufficient funds.
Right. When were you notified of this balance?
I was notified when I went into the bank on December 31st, 2009.
Okay. So now I'd like you to explain to me, sir, if you took out the money, your check turned out to be a bad check. That I understand. But now you got the benefit from the money. Do you understand?
I do.
You paid your bills, you put food in your belly, you may have paid rent, you paid your insurance. Whatever you did with that money, I'd like you to explain to me why you believe that the plaintiff should be responsible for paying back that money.
As I put it, Your Honor, as far as finding out what a year and a half later that an account is in the negative by walking into the bank, any accounts I have at any bank, they send mail every month. And especially if it goes into a negative status, they're sending mail weekly. I was never notified by her. I was not receiving the statements from the bank.
Listen to me, sir. Why did you use this account to deposit the check? Mr. Peelman, that's the only real activity in this account. You deposited this check. You don't look like a bum. So it's clear to me that you have some other banking institution with whom you do regular business, because there's nothing else on this account but the deposit of this, what turned out to be bad check, and your withdrawals practically simultaneously depositing it. Do you understand where I'm going, Mr. Peelman?
I do understand where you're coming from, Your Honor.
I'm glad you understand, because I didn't want you to think that they just keep me up here because I'm a pretty face.
I don't.
Do you understand?
I do.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
So explain to me why you deposited the check in this particular account.
It was the most convenient account for me to use at the time.
Nah, well, that's ridiculous. Why would it be the most convenient account for you to use, sir, when you have another checking account?
I had just closed my other checking account.
Want to tell me why, sir?
Both of our names were on it.
Both of your names were on this one?
Mm-hmm. It's the last account.
No. You find out that your wife is cheating on you, which is what you intimated before, and that's 6 months before. You close out that account within a millisecond. You don't let it go for 6 months unless you're going to give her a good... We understand each other, Mr. Peelman. I got you. I know exactly what you did. Precisely. You owe a $3,700 judgment for the plaintiff. That's all.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I involved the police because when I went to the bank, they told me it was fraud.
Yes, they were called to my house and pressed no charges.
So I just wanted to make sure my name would be clear if anything came about it.
Because the check that was issued to me was real.
It was not a legitimate check. Mr. Pillman was lying throughout the whole time.
There was no criminal activity involved.